In John chapter 9, there's the story I was referring to with the kids of the blind man. And this story really lifts up, I like to call Jesus the great changer in chief, the person who came into the ancient world and brought about the kind of change that would usher in this new kingdom of God. We have here a miracle story about the healing of a blind man, but we will quickly find out as we're reading this story, it's not really about the blind man's blindness. It's other people who are blind. Let's read that story beginning in John chapter 9. As Jesus walked along, he saw a man who had been born blind since birth. Jesus' disciples asked, "Teacher, why was this man born blind? Was it because his parents had sinned?" "No, it wasn't," Jesus answered. "But because of his blindness, you will see God work a miracle for him. As long as it is day, we must do what the one who sent me wants me to do. When night comes and no one can work while I am in the world, I am the light for the world." And after Jesus said this, he spit on the ground, he made some mud, and he smeared it on the man's eyes. And then he said, "Go and wash off the mud in the Siloam pool." And the man went and washed in Siloam, which means the one who is sent. And when he had washed off the mud, he could see. The man's neighbors and the people who had seen him begging wondered if he really could be the same man. Some of them said he was the same beggar, while others said he only looked like him. But he told them, "I am that man." "Then how can you see?" they asked. And he answered, "Someone named Jesus made some mud and smeared it in my eyes, and he told me to go and wash it off in the Siloam pool, and when I did, I could see." "Where is he now?" they asked. "I don't know," he answered. And the day when Jesus made that mud and healed the man was a Sabbath day, and so the people took the man to the Pharisees, and they asked him how he was able to see, and he answered, "Jesus made some mud and smeared it in my eyes, and then after I washed it off, I could see." And some of the Pharisees said, "This man Jesus doesn't come from God. If he did, he would not break the law of the Sabbath." And others said, "How could someone who is a sinner work such a miracle?" And since the Pharisees could not agree among themselves, they asked the man, "What do you say about this one who healed your eyes?" "He is a prophet," the man told them. But the Jewish leaders would not believe that the man had once been blind. They sent for his parents and asked him, "Is this the son that you said was born blind? How can he now see?" And the man's parents answered, "We are certain that he is our son, and we know that he was born blind. But we don't know how he got his sight or who gave it to him. Ask him. He's old enough to speak for himself." And the man's parents said this because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. The leaders had already agreed that no one was to have anything to do with anyone who said Jesus was the Messiah. The leaders called the man back and said, "Swear by God to tell the truth. We know that Jesus is a sinner." And the man replied, "I don't know if he is a sinner or not. All I know is that I used to be blind, but now I can see." "And what did he do to you?" the Jewish leaders asked. "How did he heal your eyes?" The man answered, "I've already told you once, and you refused to listen. What do you want me to tell you again? Why do you want me to tell you again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And the leaders insulted the man and said, "You are his follower. We are followers of Moses. We are sure that God spoke to Moses, but we don't even know where Jesus comes from." "How strange," the man replied. "He healed my eyes, and yet you don't know where he comes from. We know that God listens only to people who love and obey him. God doesn't listen to sinners, and this is the first time in history that anyone has ever given sight to someone born blind. Jesus could not do anything unless he came from God. The leaders told the man, "You have been a sinner since the day you were born. Do you think you can teach us anything?" And then he said, "You can never come back into any of our meeting places." When Jesus heard what had happened, he went and found the man. And then Jesus asked, "Do you have faith in the Son of Man?" And he replied, "Sir, if you will tell me who he is, I will put my faith in him." "You've already seen him," Jesus answered, "and right now he is talking with you." The man said, "Lord, I put my faith in you." And then he worshiped Jesus. Jesus told him, "I came to judge the people of this world. I am here to give sight to the blind and to make blind everyone who can see." When the Pharisees heard Jesus say this, they asked, "Are we blind?" And Jesus answered, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty. But now that you claim to see, you will keep on being guilty." The Word of God for the people of God. This story reminded me of something that I loved as a kid. It was good news, bad news jokes. I just loved those as a kid. Would try to find one out that my dad didn't know, run in and tell him. When I was studying, I came across a website. It's called cybersalt.org. It has, you know, humor on it, religious humor. And I got a couple of good news, bad news stories about the minister. So these are jokes on me. The good news is the disciple women voted to send me a get well card when I was sick. The bad news was that the vote to send me the card passed 10-9. The good news is that church attendance rose dramatically in the last 3 weeks. The bad news is I was on vacation, right? And when I was thinking about this text, I was thinking, this is good news, bad news. For some people in this story, Jesus is the good news. And for some people who cannot see, Jesus is most definitely the bad news. And these people who cannot see, they are never going to be able to be a part of this kingdom of heaven on earth that Jesus came to build. So what is our news going to be today? Are we going to be in the good news group because we have a good news relationship with Jesus as we're traveling on this Easter road and talking about these stories of change and transformation in John's gospel and how people were changed by being in Jesus' presence? Or are we going to be in the bad news blind camp because we really don't understand what God is trying to communicate through this story to us? The change and transformation story we read here today is not at all about the beggar's blindness. It's about all of those people who get lost in the rules and they wander away from this inclusive wholeness that Jesus is trying to share, that Jesus is trying to teach. And I can't believe that anyone who is traveling on the journey of life with God, who is offering love, sharing, healing in a way, restoring people to the community, giving people value and worth, is going to be blind. I mean, you can't be if that is how you're living your life. And this miracle that Jesus performed on the Sabbath that caused such a division. Did you catch this in the story? That this man who has been blind all his life and the only thing he could do to live was beg, he's been thrown out of the temple. And what that means in that world that they lived in is he's not going to be able to get a job. No one is going to associate with someone who has been shunned by the temple. That he's not going to be able to work. he's not going to be able to do anything. And so when Jesus hears all this, he immediately seeks the man out so he can set things right. And the story concludes with the blind man having faith in Jesus, and it concludes with these hard hearts of the unbelieving Pharisees who just can't get over the fact that Jesus broke the rules, and they cannot understand how he could be from God, even though this blind beggar is quoting scripture to them. And this is what I wanted to point out. If you'll see in Psalm 146, it says right there that the Lord God opens the eyes of the blind. Just a little part of that one psalm. And those scriptures are all throughout the Hebrew Bible. This blind beggar who they accuse of trying to teach him, because they believe that he must have sinned or his ancestors must have sinned in order to be born blind. How can you come into this temple and lecture us, they say. And he does. He says, for the first time in history, a man born blind has been given sight. Of course, Jesus comes from God. Where else could Jesus come from? God loves us. I think Jesus is telling these Pharisees in this story, and seeks to be in relationship with us if we'll just open our eyes and see, if we'll just reach out and touch God, if you will come along with us, religious leaders, and become a part of the kingdom. Have any of you ever seen any of these Minion movies? The first one was Despicable Me. Come on, raise your hands. I want to say, all right, good. A lot more people have seen these than they did in the early service today. I like these movies. They are interesting to me because of these lovable little yellow guys, which are called minions, standing there on top of each other. They have and demonstrate, in my view, a strong and unshakable faith. A belief, a strong belief in each other and in their community. They love each other. They care deeply about each other. They always help each other. They always work together to serve the good of their community. And these guys never think of themselves over another. You can never figure out which one of the minions is actually in charge, because they all work together and care about each other equally. I'm thinking they would make good Christians, you know? Only one problem with that. And if you've seen the movies, you know what the problem is. The problem is the minions, these good guys, blindly follow the bad guys in the movie and do the will of the most evil and worst guys in any of these movies. Yet, when I think about the little community of the minions, I'm thinking these are really good guys, but they're working for the bad guys and just don't realize it. You know, perhaps you could say that these minions are spiritually blind. You know? And they don't realize. So, I want to ask you a question today about your journey during Lent, as we've been talking about change and transformation in John's gospel. Has your journey with God during Lent revealed to you that you are a minion, a little short creature who loves bananas? They love bananas, by the way. And you blindly follow wherever you're being led? Or do you feel like you found a ministry and a purpose for your life during the journey? That you've stepped out and you are doing ministry with your neighbors and the friends and the people that you meet? Or do you still think that it's okay just to come to worship, sit here on Sunday, listen to the weird guy stand up and move his hands and talk, and then that'll just take care of everything? You got to understand the kind of change that Jesus came into the world when he came into the world to build the kingdom. He didn't come here to invite us to listen to people talk. He came here to invite us to go out into the world and to change people one person at a time, to show people that everyone is loved, that everyone should be included, that everyone should be cared for. He didn't come so that we could sit in the pews. He came to invite us to move from being a minion to ministry. Amen? Never thought you'd hear a minion sermon if you've seen that. Just think about what I said about them next time you're watching a movie and they're working for the bad guy. I think they would have been really good guys.